Just want to thank Rabbi Sadowski for filling in for me last night. Yisro koach, thank you. Thank you for always being available. Very quick question to discuss on Shabbos. Let's say you have I got a shaila recently. There's discussion, I'm not saying yes or no, there's discussion that Uggs, if you don't know what Uggs are, then you don't have any, teenage girls. Uggs are boots, warm boots that have a lining in them. So there's been recent discussion that Uggs might have shotness in them. Do they or don't they? I don't know, but do some research. So regarding shotness, the following question would arise. Let's say you have a beggar that has shotness. It has shotness. You buy a Hugo Boss suit, and you know it has shotness, and you buy it with the intent that, okay, you'll take out the you'll take out the linen lining and the collar, because you like Hugo Boss. You like supporting German, whatever. So the question is, on Shabbos, is that suit, is that jacket that is shotness, is that mukta, or is it not mukta? Let's just think. It's a jacket, right? How could a jacket be mukta? It's a kli, it has a tashmish, it's usable. On the other hand, you could argue, well, it's worthless, it's pointless, you're not allowed to wear it. So what worth is it? Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says, in the siman that talks about mukta, yesh osrim letalto beged shatnez. They're those who prohibit moving around clothing that has shatnez. Let's pause here. Let's say it's mukta. Well, there are different kinds of mukta that we have. We have mukta that's a klisha malachta le'isser, something that you do malacha with, like a hammer. So what kind of mukta is that? That's mukta that you can't just move it around, but if you need where it's, you know, tzarech mukama or gufo, if you need the place where it's situated, you have a hammer on your dining room table where you want to put down a plate, you'll let him pick up the hammer and move it away. But there's another kind of mukta, more chamer kind of mukta, like eitzim, avanim, things that have no purpose whatsoever. So which mukta do you think this shatnez, Hugo Boss jacket should have? Should it be like eitzim v'avanim, which are absolutely pointless, purposeless items, and therefore you can't move them at all? Even letzarech makam, even letzarech gufo, you can't move them at all. It's like a stone, it's worthless. Or do you say, what do you mean? How could you say it's worthless? It's a coat. It's a jacket. It's a $450, $550 jacket. Hugo Boss is expensive.
Maybe it's much more to serve kids.
Right, Flau meant that as a joke. So if you look in the, there's actually machlokas achronim, how to look at this jacket. It's a very interesting question, because on one hand, usually, when do we consider something mukta machmas gufa that it can't be moved at all? If it's a purposeless item like a leaf, a stick, a rock, something that has no use whatsoever, then we say it's a meaningless, it's not a kli, so you can't move it at all. But anything that's a kli, usually we say, okay, it's a kli that you can't use, so that would make it usually the more lenient level, kli shemalach tel iser. But this jacket is sort of a hybrid. I don't know what to say about this jacket. On one hand, it is a beautiful jacket, it's an expensive jacket, but on the other hand, it's an unusable jacket. So what should we consider it? What do you want
to...
Like Grogris Tzimukim is a different animal. I'll tell you why. Grogris Tzimukim is a different sug. They're different... In the sugi of mukta, Grogris Tzimukim are things that you, let's say, put dates or figs or grapes to dry on your roof. And there, you put them up to dry. You have in mind, I'm not going to touch these. They have to bake in the sun for the next 4 weeks. So in your mind, you mentally disassociate with them. That's mukta with a classical M. The other kinds of mukta we're talking about is mukta with a lowercase M. It's a different kind of mukta and different parameters.
Shabbos is something you want to have from a medash. You're not going to use. Like the Gregor's mukta. Until the Shabbos is taken out.
I hear where you're going. I hear what you're suggesting. So Mr. Frankel is saying, since you had in mind that you're gonna use it at some point, that you're gonna take it to the tailor to remove the linen collar. So therefore, in your mind, you pushed it out of your mind for the next week and a half until you could go to the tailor, at which case you'll use it, you'll be able to use the coat. So therefore, maybe it's like you actively pushed it out of your das and it's super mukta. So you would be machmir and say it's that level called grogros etzimuk, like dates or raisins that you, grapes that you want to dry, that you push out of your mind from ever using that super mukta. You can't move it for anything.
It's
so how does the
wearing.
What?
It's only for wearing that it's mukta.
Ooh, you're saying something very well. For example, if you want to hang it on your front door and say, look everybody, I own Hugo Boss clothing.
Use it for the animal.
Roy Flam is raising an important question that the post can raise. What do you mean it's not wearable? It's not wearable for? For?
A Jew.
You could give it to your next door neighbor who's not Jewish. We don't have any not Jewish next door neighbors in this neighborhood. That's nobody thought of that. You could give it to an animal. You could give it to anybody else who's not Jewish. You could give it to a, I don't know. Find those two categories. So there, the Kalkelas HaShabbos has an interesting spot we have to finish that says the following. It says that what's the status of something that you could give to a guy or an animal? They're not the same, not equating them in any which way, but the two, both as far as, but really, you want it for yourself. You didn't buy a $500, $500, $600 suit for the guy next door to you or for your dog. So there, the halacha is that if you intend something to be for yourself, even if it is ra'i to use for others, like, for example, raw meat. What's the halacha of raw meat on Shabbos? It's muktzah. Why is it muktzah? You could give it to an animal. You could give raw meat to an animal. Why is it muktzah? I'm not talking about frozen, just raw meat. Why is it muktzah? The answer is because I don't want to spend $18.99 on spare ribs and give that to my animal. I'm going to buy them dog chow for $2.99, for $1.99 a pound. So therefore, in my mind, I don't want to give him something that's ra'i for me. Similarly, I don't want to give, this is what the Kalkelas HaShabbos says about Rabbi Flam's question, I don't want to take a suit that I like and say, oh, a guy could wear, somebody else, my next door neighbor, my Italian guy next door, or the dog, you know, down the block could wear my Hugo Boss suit. We don't say that, because your mind, if it's something that's nice that you want it for yourself, so then we would say that it would be, we won't say that it's ra'i for either the neighbor or the dog. Rather, we will say, and this is the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, that it would be considered like sticks and stones. Like sticks and stones, therefore it's not movable at all, even with Tzarech Mekomo, Gufo Mekomo, because it's just not usable in its present state.